This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, it's the season for FFA alumni dinner auctions, and Hillsboro's Alumni Association is the next one on the list. Hillsboro FFA advisor Kate Niemeyer says it's a fun night full of community support for FFA.
I am so excited about this event when it comes around every year. I've got a great group of alumni members who really care about my program and what we're doing, and we're getting ready for our dinner auction, which is going to be February 17th at the KC Hall in Hillsboro, and doors will open at 5, and we'll have dinner prepared by the KCs at 6 o'clock.
I know you have a ton of support from people around the community, whether they're businesses or maybe alumni members' families, but really people come out and show their support for Hillsboro FFA.
Yeah, it's just an awesome event. You know, in the classroom, plugging away, working hard all year at class stuff as well as FFA things, and it's just great to get out that weekend and see everybody that's so supportive of the program and what we're doing that weekend, and kind of get re-energized for the rest of the school year.
Well, it's great that it's a fun event and that you enjoy it so much. And this is family friendly. We haven't talked about where tickets are available yet, but if people want to, they can bring the family, and it's just a fun night.
Yep. We'll have a little bit of music, and we'll have the dinner is great. The Casey's are doing pork loin, fried chicken, and tortellini for us. And there's just lots of silent auction items from various businesses who have been ever supportive of our program, and there won't be anybody there you don't know.
And tickets for that, where can people buy tickets?
They can call the high school here, 532-2841. Our FFA alumni president, Wayne Wiedekin, would have tickets as well. Mike Huber is our vice president, and Stephanie Kaiser is our secretary treasurer, and also faithful member Keith Morris, one of the bus drivers here at school, are all good sources. We'd be glad to set you up.
Sounds great, Kate. And the details for that FFA alumni dinner auction, again, date, time, all the stuff we need to know.
Saturday, February 17th. Doors open at 5, dinner's at 6. Admission is $30 a person, $50 per couple, or $250 for a table of 10.
Hillsboro FFA advisor Kate Niemeyer. And once again, to reserve your tickets, call the Hillsboro High School at 217-532-2841. In other ag news, talks between ADM and Bunge are advancing, and ADM says it could reach an agreement to purchase Bunge as soon as this week. Archer Daniels Midland proposed a takeover of Bunge last month, as Reuters points out that large grain traders that make money by buying, selling, storing, and shipping commodity crops have struggled with global oversupplies and thin margins. While ADM and Bunge declined to comment on the talks, anonymous sources say an agreement could be reached this week. The potential agreement would continue the round of farm sector consolidation, with completed mergers of DowDuPont and between ChemChina and Syngenta, along with the pending merger of Bayer and Monsanto. Reuters says any deal between ADM and Bunge would face stiff regulatory scrutiny and likely opposition from U.S. farmers who fear the move could hurt grain prices. As of last Friday, Bunge had a market value of about $11 billion, while ADM was valued at $23 billion. And we'll have more ag news after these messages. A panel of judges says 11 lawsuits filed in 4 states against the makers of the herbicide dicamba will be centralized in federal court in St. Louis. The U.S. Judicial Panel on Multidistrict Litigation made the determination last week regarding farmers' lawsuits filed in Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, and Illinois. The lawsuits argue that the makers of dicamba are responsible for damage caused by the herbicide to their crops, especially soybeans. According to an Arkansas newspaper, attorneys for the companies that make dicamba opposed the centralization of the lawsuits, but said that if it had to be done, St. Louis was their preferred location. Arkansas has banned dicamba use from April 16th through October 31st after the state received nearly 1,000 complaints last year about the herbicide. Well, research suggests that there has been less farm and ranch land for sale than usual over the past few years, but Farmers National Company is reporting a 50% increase in its listings. Experts say the industry is experiencing a post-harvest bump in land prices in most grain-producing areas, meaning that with above-average crop yields in most locations, farmer optimism has increased, as has the bidding for quality cropland. Meanwhile, continued low interest rates are helping create a demand for ag land as a long-term investment for individuals and institutional funds. A company spokesperson says there's still enough purchasing power in the hands of farmers to compete for good land. However, the next 6 months will determine what the market does next, with many negative factors looming. Low grain prices have depressed farm income and reduced cash flow, leaving less available funds for farmers to purchase land. Farmers National Company is proclaimed as the nation's leading agricultural landowner services company. Looking at local events, HSHS, St. Francis Hospital Foundation, and the Agriculture Committee are sponsoring a farm family event on March 7th at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. The event includes complimentary health screenings, presentations on tax law affecting farming operations, and some comic relief from Jerry Carroll. I'll have more details on this event in the coming weeks, but if you wish to RSVP, call Megan Bertolino at 217-324-8206 by February 26th. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.